For a report card on the reconstruction of Afghanistan, we turn now to Thomas Gutierrez, director of the Center for Afghanistan Studies at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. He's made 4 trips to the country in the last year and a half and says it's a mixed picture.
One sees school children at school carrying their books. One sees women in the streets of Afghanistan. Also, one sees women going to work. Most of all, one sees in the eyes of Afghans hope, hope that was not there 2 years ago at all. But then one also sees the many destroyed buildings in Afghanistan that remain destroyed. One sees the roads in and out of Kabul that remain unreconstructed. And one also recognizes that, and quickly, that the electricity isn't working very well. But I think that most of what everyone might see in terms of what is lacking is security around the whole nation.
One area that seems to be thriving now is the Afghan opium crop. It's expected to be a bumper crop this year. Mm-hmm. What complications does that bring up for stability in the region?
Well, that brings a lot of complications. Some studies have indicated that in parts of Afghanistan, the 3 most prominent employers are the warlords, the NGOs, and the drug lords. And that's not good for any country, obviously. It needs to be more in terms of national employment. You know, as long as there are customers, there are going to be people somewhere in the world growing opium. And right now in Afghanistan, it's the way that a lot of people survive. So this remains to be a very, very serious problem that is interwoven with the issues relating to security. The drug lords do not want to see security restored to Afghanistan. So for them, cooperation with the remnants of the Taliban is a no-brainer because it helps to keep things destabilized and crops growing.
It seems that the amount of foreign aid is a real issue, at least for some in the Afghani government. I was struck by a comment from the finance minister of Afghanistan who said, if the international community doesn't come through, Afghanistan will become a narco-terrorist state that will be a constant problem to the world. Do you think
one of my
true?
Former students, by the way, Ashraf Ghani, actually was on a basketball team that I used to coach.
Well, does he have a point there, do you think?
I think he does have a point. And what he's suggesting is that let's not let Afghanistan recede back into that period. I'm one who firmly believes that Afghanistan remains the very most significant chapter and challenge to the United States and the West in terms of this whole war on terrorism. Much more so than is or will be Iraq, even though that is also a very, very major challenge. We must be successful in both. We've committed lives and we've committed an incredible amount of money in both cases. And I think Afghanistan is the first and foremost campaign in the big picture.
Do you think in a country like Afghanistan, where there is so much regional instability, where the warlords still control what seems to be a fair amount of the country, is it possible to have successful nation building and reconstruction?
Well, rebuilding a nation, reconstructing a nation, by their very terms, of course, have to sound evolutionary. When you consider how destroyed was Afghanistan during those 30 years of instability in that country, one understands that the task is monumental. So this is going to have to be evolutionary. I think in terms of the warlords, one needs to recognize that as long as the warlords are the primary providers of the carrots and the sticks in their regions, they will be looked to by the citizens as their hope and salvation of the moment. As soon as the national government is able to replace those warlords in the delivery of those carrots and sticks, then the national government will be the primary factor in those provinces of Afghanistan.
Well, Thomas Gutierrez, thanks very much for talking with us.
Good to be with you.
Thomas Gutierrez is director of the Center for Afghanistan Studies at the University of Nebraska in Omaha.